The scripture reading this morning is Galatians 6, verses 2 through 5. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to anyone else. For each one should carry their own load. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. It's been a minute since I've been standing in the pulpit, about 4 months. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Reverend Andrew Sanders. So you may be looking at me and saying, who's this new church congregant just standing in front of the church? But my wife and I have been enjoying being congregants here for the last 4 months and really been getting to know each one of you. So it's been nice. So today I want to explain to you about what I'm doing about this season of my life. So right now I'm actually welding instead of pastoring. So I was trained as a welder by the Army National Guard, or the United States Army, where I served for 8 years. And then I trained as a civilian through Tulsa Welding School, where I became a welding inspector. And for another 3 years before becoming a pastor for the last 13 years. And I tell you this because it'll put in context of what we're talking about today, because we're going to be talking about welding a little bit. And our sermon title is Wielding the Spirit, but if you knock out the I, you see it becomes Welding the Spirit. So it's Wielding the Spirit, but it's a little play on words. But I tell you this about my background because I believe that each one of us, no matter where we're at in life, no matter what occupation we have or where God has set us on our path, that we have an opportunity to reach others in the name of Christ, that we can be disciples wherever we're at. You know, I was reading through the Bible. How many of us do that often? Don't make me raise my hand by myself again. Okay, so I was reading through the Bible the other day, and I was in Leviticus, and I came across where Moses is talking to God, and God tells him to go get the metal workers so they can make the Ark of the Covenant. Now, how cool is that? I mean, that's really showing that no matter where we're at, what occupation, we always have an opportunity to take part in God's kingdom and be a vital instrument in life and where he's calling us to be. So I'm still clearly a pastor, but I'm also taking a year off. My wife and I both are taking a year off to recharge, to reevaluate, and to spend time with our family before the next leg of our journey begins. And so so whatever that might mean, whether it might mean the next assignment or wherever God's leading us to go. And so I've been enjoying my time here at First Lebanon as a congregant, and I feel the Spirit of the Lord surrounding me. And I hope each one of you as well feel the Holy Spirit moving you as you're here each Sunday, but also as you're out in the world, as you're being covered by the Spirit to talk to others, to invite others, to grow with others, and to inspire others to grow as well. So that's precisely what I want to talk to you folks about today. So like I said, the sermon title is a play on words. It's Wielding the Spirit, but also Welding the Spirit. So wielding the Spirit means that we have the Spirit over us, but we're covering others in the Spirit as well. And the way I like to look at it is we're called the body of Christ for a reason, right? So we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. And so as the body of Christ, we go with the Holy Spirit upon us to tell others that they also have the Holy Spirit that surrounds them, that they need to become aware of that Spirit so they can live into that. And so that means as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to wield the Spirit into other people's lives as well. We wield the Spirit in many ways, but the ways that I would like to focus on today is with our presence, with our actions, and with love. In other words, now if I know that we have the sermon note insert. If you want to write this down, these are the three words that you can take with you today. Share, care, and dare. So we share, we care, and we dare. So first, share is to share our faith with others in a way that they can hear what it is that we're saying. Now, there are times in which we may need to get right to the point, like an evangelist that cuts through the muck and the mire of words, and they don't mince words. They come up and they say, this is how it is, and this is what it needs to be in your life. Okay? Now, all of us maybe can't do that on interactions with people, especially if we meet them for the very first time. That can become a little awkward. You know? Especially if we're not in that evangelist mindset or that evangelist space where they're already expecting, okay, this is what I'm going to hear today. So that might be a little off-putting to someone. So evangelists are called to share the gospel in such a way as that. But us in everyday life, we don't want to necessarily do that. So we enter more into a personal, conversational style kind of way. We are called to be Christ-like in the way that we interact with others. And I believe that I can explain this through welding today. First, I need to explain about a little bit about welding for those of us here who have never welded before. How many of us have welded? Oh, good. I'm still not the only one raising my hand. So. We're making progress. So, to weld, you need two pieces of material that you're going to join together. We know that. And so whatever that material may be, for our purpose today, I'm going to talk about metal, because that's what I love. So we have two pieces of metal, they butt up against each other in some way, and then we have an electrode, which is the filler metal, which is what you're going to fill a crack with to join those two pieces together. You need electricity to go through the piece that you're working on, but also the electrode that you're putting on. But here's the important part. That electricity, it melts the electrode. It melts that piece of metal that goes into the other metal, so it fills it. And as you're going along, you need something to protect the weld. You can't just melt a piece of metal onto another piece of metal and think it's going to be okay. It'll come out a big old blob. It'll look like a mess. So you need some type of shielding. And for our purpose today, it's called shielding gas. And so we have a shielding gas that goes over the top of the weld to protect it. Now, this is a very quick explanation. I'm sure if any of you are welders out there, you're going to be like, there's so much more to welding than that. But I don't want to confuse the issue, because we're not actually teaching about welding today. We're teaching about wielding the Spirit, or welding the Spirit. So right now I make weld, which means that I have a shielding gas that comes out of a gun and it protects that weld around the electrode. And there are things that can affect the welding process, though. If you could imagine, if you have a gas that's heavier than air and it's protecting this weld, if you have something that comes along and blows it away, guess what it does to your weld? It messes it up. And it can cause what we call porosity. But basically, it causes corruption to the weld. So it doesn't mean that it ruins the weld. And I have a picture here. Do we have a picture? Yeah. So see that nice little mess at the end of the weld? My welding partner at work the other day, he takes great pride in his work. And this is the first time I've really seen him do this. And I was actually going to purposely mess up a weld so that I could get a picture of it and show you guys. But he did it instead. And I was like, can I take a picture of that? And he's like, what for? And I said, no, it's for a sermon. But see, all this is Goodwill back here. And then he was standing where a fan hit him and it blew the gas away, and it did that at the end. Now, does that mean that doesn't have any strength? Does that mean that that's not bonding the metal together? It's still bonding the metal together. It just means that it's less of a bond than what it could be. And in the end, this could be the point of a catastrophic failure in the piece if it's not corrected. Now, it can be corrected. It'll take time and effort to do it right, but it can be corrected. So why would I teach you about welding today? What does that have to do with the Spirit? Well, I feel that welding is a lot like ministry. If we look at the two pieces of metal being joined together, being like heaven and earth, we have two pieces that need to be joined, right? The weld being like the individual being made by God, and the shielding gas being the Holy Spirit of the Lord, protecting us while we go through this life. Today, I want you to focus on the Spirit. To wield the Spirit of Christ means that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Now, this can be done by actually telling someone about Jesus Christ and the whole gospel, about telling them how Jesus stepped down from the throne of heaven, that he chose to love humanity more than what we could ever imagine, that he stepped down from the throne of heaven to be born in this broken world, to serve as a perfect unblemished sacrifice for every sin that has ever been committed or will be committed, meaning his act of subservience gave each person in this world, you and me, all the opportunity to choose him and to follow his way. The way of the Holy Spirit, so that we can lead others to him. Christ took all of our brokenness to the cross and died for our behalf, to be raised again 3 days later, overcoming death. And then he gave us a gift of his Spirit to be our guide and to share with others. Now again, this is a simplification, but this can be difficult when we just meet someone. So how do we share? Well, we care. Remember, share, care, and dare? Well, we care. We care for those around us, demonstrating the Spirit that is alive in our lives. Since we are looking at welding as the application here, I would dare to say that it would be our job to ensure that the winds of the environment, the harshness of the world, did not blow so hard on those that are around us that they feel as if their spirit is being diminished. And that's easy to do in this world, isn't it? It's easy to feel like our spirit is getting diminished. Remember the picture of porosity? It is the weld that holds the pieces of metal together, but it's severely weakened. In fact, if it were left that way, like I said, that could be the cause of a catastrophic failure in that piece. Heaven and earth meet like two pieces of metal. And our friends, our family, those that we don't yet see in this church today, their souls are like that weld between the two pieces. It is our responsibility as Christians, as Christ followers, to offer grace in the brokenness of life, to seal the Spirit so that fortitude and strength of others may continue to be shielded from the outside environment that surrounds them. I want to share with you how easy it is to share, care, and protect others from the environment of the world. To wield the Spirit in others' lives. You may wonder why my wife and I are taking a year off of ministry. Well, pastors, just like all people, can feel the effects of the hostility of the world attempting to diminish the Spirit in our lives. We have just gone through some of the hardest years that many of us have in our lives. We have collectively felt the world encroaching upon us through the threat of the pandemic, through political, social, and economic strife. Everywhere we looked was a new fight to endure. And I have to say that being a leader in the church, it can be very rewarding, but it can also wear down those that lead. Julie and I did our due diligence, and I'm proud to say that the churches that we were leading stayed strong and vibrant through our tenure with them. God calls us to bring a balance with who He calls us to be. And we in our family life seem to be getting off balance, even losing our footing in moments. In our family life, we begin to see small cracks, and we would patch them up quickly. I'm sure many of us have felt that. Little cracks show up, and we patch it up really quick so that that's better. Okay, now we can go back to doing what we were doing, right? Well, that's what we were doing. We would go back on working on our churches until it became apparent that the cracks, they became fractures. Anybody else feels cracks or fractures happening during this time? Yeah. It can be tough. It can be hard. Of course we have. So how do we heal? Well, we care. Almost 15 years ago, I met a few people from this church. And as Marcia said, we were kids back then. But I was exploring my call. I was a welding inspector, a Christian. I was going to church each Sunday, but I knew that God was calling me more than just to sit in a pew. So I didn't know what my next step would be, so I took a lay leader class from one Carla Lowe Phelps. I'm sure some of you might know her. It was a lay preaching class or something like that, but in that class I met Carla and I met Marcia Vincent, or Pastor Marcia, who through the years have been some of the people who have ensured that the Spirit was strong around me and others, whether they knew that they were doing it or not. You know, I feel the same way sitting in the pews of this church, sitting next to Leo, which this is, I don't want to call her out, but this is the first Sunday she hasn't been here since I've been here. So, but she's been sitting next to me, or I've been sitting next to her every Sunday. You know, this is a time of healing for Julie and I, a time of ensuring that our spirits don't become filled with porosity. Many years ago, and a time since, I've heard the wisdom of Pastor Marcia and Carla, wherever I've been, words that strengthened my spirit against the environment that was surrounding me. In fact, when Julie and I had decided that we would take a year off and come to Lebanon, Missouri, which is the center point between our family members, I picked up an upper room sitting in Fairfax, Missouri, 5 hours away. And I picked up the upper room and I was thumbing through it and I got to one article, and we know what the upper room is, right? Yeah. And I got to one of the devotions and I started reading it and I was like, wow, that's really good. So I looked down at who the author was, and the author was one Carla Lowe Phelps from Lebanon, Missouri. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So how about that? Here I was, 5 hours away, and God was strengthening my spirit through the words of Carla. Talk about wielding the Spirit. Here's one more example of sharing. I was at work welding, and I was thinking of this sermon that was coming up, and as pastors, I'll be going along, and Marsha, I'm sure this happens to you too, but we'll be going along, and all of a sudden, sermon ideas start popping in our heads, and sometimes we have to jot them down just so they quit popping in our heads. Well, I had this one pop into my head, and so I was thinking about this, and I shared it with my coworker, Adam, which is my welding partner, and he's 24-year-old. To me, that's a kid. And so so I shared with him my idea on this, and I didn't want to get preachy on him. I mean, after all, I was at work. We were at a welding plant, not a church. And so to tell you the truth, I don't know anything about his background for his beliefs. And so I didn't want to get preachy on him and scare him off. So I shared with him this this idea through a conversational style. And I wasn't even sure that, you know, we didn't really conversate that much. He was like, oh, okay. And then we went back to welding. And later, I look up, and he had this funny look on his face, and he's kind of staring off. And I did what I think all of us would do. I said, what's wrong with your face? And he said, what? I said, well, you're either thinking or something's wrong with your face. And he's like, no, I was thinking. I was thinking about what you said earlier. And this is what he shared with me. I was thinking about what you said earlier about welding the spirit and how the spirit is like a shielding gas, can be strengthened in a person's life by the way that we interact with them. And it's like we're also the welder. Now, I was like, what? What exactly are you talking about? Now, welders, you know, like I said, we can be prideful at times and prideful of our welds. And if we're laying down a good weld, and even if our hand starts getting hot, guess what we do? We lean into that weld and finish it and make sure it's a good weld. And sometimes we can feel a little burn on the back of our hands. And he said, you know, we could be like the welder because we can get in the thick of things. And sometimes when we're helping someone, sometimes when we're assisting them in life, sometimes when we're strengthening them, maybe it gets a little hot for us. And maybe we can feel a little burn. But we stick in there because we want to ensure that in the end, they have a healthy spirit. You know, to say that another way, because this is how I heard it, and I believe that God is the welder in our lives, but I heard it as, we are the body of Christ. So yes, absolutely, we are called to be out there shielding people around us. We are called to be out there ensuring that they are being welded well to the Spirit, to where there is no separation of where they begin or where the Spirit begins and they end. Right? Now, how awesome would it be to see the Holy Spirit alive and well in people's lives in that way? So this is where the dare comes in. The dare comes in to be willing to step into people's lives, to share where God is moving in our lives, but also where you see God apparent and alive in their life as well. To say, I see the Holy Spirit in you moving in this way. Or even when we see the effects of the world trying to blow away that spirit and make people feel diminished, make people maybe feel like they have porosity in their lives, that we come alongside of them and we strengthen them so that they can continue to lead in the way that the Spirit being cast over them is leading them. Now today we're celebrating Holy Communion. And in that, we see how Christ gave us this gift of his life, the Spirit that he left with us, that's poured over us and in us and through us. And not just there just so that we can bask in the Spirit, but it's also there that we are called to be daring out in the world as well. So we share, we care, and we dare to go forward. And with that, I think it's time for Holy Communion. Martha?